Quincy.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com. We can create a program to assist you. So tonight, wow, I can't believe it's December already, but we are blessed with having a great guest, which is Mark Borax, and we've had him before. He's a master astrologer, but he's here tonight because he is releasing his book, and it's coming out on December 7th. It's called Cosmic Weather Report, Notes from the Edge of the Universe, and he's co-authored it with Elias Lonsdale. So welcome, Mark.
Hi, Lori. It's good to be back on your show.
It's great. So, okay, so this is exciting because it's almost out, and we're definitely going to have you come back when we do have it. Plus, I'm going to have you on my show as well to talk about your book. And, you know, this is great. We sort of mentioned a little bit about it. We certainly, the last time you were here, I believe it was the last time, we did talk about, you know, our story and how to change our story. We'll get to that in a second. But, you know, basically you said the main theme is that, you know, why the human race right now is at the crossroads that it's at in its evolution, and how we can use this moment to achieve personal and powerful transformation. So certainly we've all been experiencing how time seems to be shifting and changing quite rapidly. We're all kind of experiencing, you know, lots of transformation in our lives, whether it's positive or just transformation. And we certainly, I can't tell you how many calls we get that come into the station that, you know, everybody seems to be at a crossroads. So tell us, you know, what you think we're up against or where it's going.
Well, it's been a long time coming, Lori, this crossroads. And there are many different sources, many different causes that have gotten us to this point. And I think one of the main things that has brought humanity to such a point in its evolution is that we've been taught how to betray our deep inner truth and replace it with external criteria. And so the urge to survive or get a job or provide for the family, which are all decent urges that need certainly to be addressed, takes precedence over a human being learning actually who they really are inside and what kind of life would serve that inner nature. And that basic betrayal, which is, it's a self-betrayal, and it's also a societal betrayal, because the two forces team up. External coercion pressures a person to not fully listen to themselves through life, but make choices based on something that isn't their truth. But that could only work if each individual falls for it and on some level, unconsciously usually, chooses to betray themselves. So this act of self-betrayal and societal betrayal has compounded itself in recent centuries to the point where our culture is as artificial as it's ever been. And the crossroads that we're at can be addressed by teaching people how to get back to their own inner truth and staying with that and following that. So the book is all designed as to how people can do that.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, I've had a personal consultation with you, so I know what your astrology is like, and I know how powerful it is. But a lot of people don't even know where to look for what their personal truth is? I mean, can the book assist them to help them discover their own personal truth? I mean, most of the time we're so busy trying to hide who we are because we don't think we're enough. And, you know, we can't be loved and accepted for who we are. So we're trying to be someone else other than who we truly are. I mean, how do we help people with that?
Well, first of all, the book is written in really super clear mini chapters with very short sentences. In this time around, I was taking some really powerful spirit teachings and boiling them down to the absolute germ, to the essence, to the very core of it. So the book is written in such a crystal clear way and an easy to read conversational way that the deeper truth that it has to deliver, they almost sneak up on you. And there is a way to teach people how to get in touch with their own truth and why to do it. It takes a combination of setting an example and inspiring people and also displaying the results of not doing that. And if you really follow that approach of setting an example, inspiring people to really reach them where they live, and also displaying the results of not doing that, and you do that over and over again, which is what I've done in this book from a variety of angles, I think you can definitely have an effect on people. You can set little pebbles in motion that can form an avalanche of social change.
Okay. And also your newsletter that came out today, which, again, you know, once we get to how to get a hold of Mark, you know, sign up for his newsletter because there's always great information in there. But it talked about, and it talked a little bit about a chapter in the book about, you know, how we're in this, you know, change and how we're moving to the age of Aquarius, where we've been in the age of Pisces, which is all about presence, and how we have had to, I guess, go into the darkness before we could get to this place. But I think a lot of people are still, you know, in the darkness. They're still in that area where, you know, it's really hard to not see the illusions. It's really hard to, you know, open up to a way that allows who we are and our presence to be known.
It is a very, very challenging time in the world. It is certainly a crossroads, and the book makes no pretension of sugarcoating that or pretending to have the answer that's going to change everything. However, there is a calling, as you say, to become present. And this, more than any other thing that we could do, is what's going to turn the whole thing around in our society. It's teaching people how to be actually fully where they are, alive inside, and very focused on what's truly happening in the moment. That way of being, which is a presence that we have not attained yet, and we're very much at the crossroads of needing to do that, because the amount of shutdown and turnoff and numbness has built up to catastrophic levels right now in society. And so the book is designed also to just kind of gently bombard the reader with presence. This is what it's like to be present. There's a subtext. There's a hidden message underneath all of the writing, like I did in my first book that came out a couple of years ago. There's a subtext of, wake up, come on, we can do this. You're really there. You can look at everything that's happening in your life from a deeper transformational viewpoint. Whatever it is that's going on that might seem too much, whatever it is that's happening that's bad, you can unleash a force of presence, of aliveness, of spirit inside you, and that will turn around the whole situation. That will cross through the crossroads.
Right. Okay. So everybody seems to be going through this crossroad. Everybody seems to be having this personal unrest, you know, and it seems to not just be, you know, personal. I mean, the whole planet seems to be going through something, and it's as you say, it's at their its very roots. Like, what can we do? What can we do to get ourselves out of this place? This. It's. I mean, we all need to be present, and I know that that's part of it. But it's like we're so struggling and we're so suffering as a result of our own, you know, keeping ourselves in our head and trying to do something and trying to analyze it and understand it and figure it out and fix it and heal it. We're, you know, that's not us being present.
No, there's a beneficial nature that only occurs when things get to a certain point of being really screwed up. And we're at that point now. Things are really screwed up. Mm. And the beneficial nature of crisis is that it tends to strip away numbness and illusion and apathy. Like you're driving in your car, like many people are driving in their car, and all of a sudden they slide on the ice into a big traffic tie-up and a collision, and people start walking out of their cars, and whatever they were driving in, whatever mental fog was going on, whatever habitual deadening was occurring when they were behind the wheel, they've just gotten jerked out of that. Now they have to do something because there's a crisis here. And that's what's happened in society. The same forces that are causing people such distress right now are also the greatest chance that we have for awakening. It's not a problem that things have gotten this heavy and dark. That's one of the greatest things that could ever occur. The problem was about 10 and 20 and 30 years ago, after the 1960s had opened the whole thing up, in reaction, everything shut down again and became very pretentious and very sleepy. Now, the fact that we're raw enough and traumatized enough is the only chance that we have to awaken to doing things a better way.
Nice.
We're being invited to take the pressure, the intensity, the weight, the fear, and use that to catalyze an awakening inside each individual, an awakening that can suddenly bring to your awareness there is another way to live your life. You are not a slave to the system. You do not have to follow the rules when the rule books themselves have become tainted and corrupted by false society. You do not have to be a good little citizen who sits in their chair on a sinking ocean liner.
Okay. Mark, we're going to hold that thought. We're going to go to break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Mark Borax, and Mark is here talking about his new book called Cosmic Weather Report. We are taking calls. We already have somebody in line, but we are taking calls at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Join Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern and 12 noon Pacific as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe live fuller and more conscious lives. Robin serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings Wednesday at 3 Eastern and 12 noon Pacific right here on the Sky. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean. Philosophy is a talk on cereal box religion. It's a smile on a dog. I'm not aware of too many things.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities I use: intuitive counseling, intuitive energy clearing, and my Intuitive Soul Radio. And tonight we have guest Mark Borax, and we are talking about his new book called Cosmic Weather Report, and it is due out, well, next week, December 7th. So this is very exciting. We're kind of getting a pre-discussion about what's going on. So right before we sort of went to break, we were discussing sort of what, I guess you kind of got to the point of, you know, what can we do about the fact that everything's coming to this culmination where we're all in this period of, you know, huge transformation. We're all feeling, you know, this crossroads. We're all in this unrest. And you said that this is actually a very positive thing.
Yeah, it's the only chance we have. It's, you know, sometimes a married couple are together for a long time, and for a long time something really isn't right between them, but nobody's really owning it and addressing it, and it turns out that one of them has an affair, and it's kept secret, but then it erupts into the space, and the first response is usually shock and sometimes outrage or grief or fury and resentment, but oftentimes what it turns out is that act actually shook up the status quo enough to make both people realize that they had to open their hearts, that they had to feel again, that they had to come back toward each other in a spirit of innocence, and the actual raw intensity of the affair, it wasn't really the thing that was wrong with the marriage. It wasn't the end of the marriage. It was just a symptom of some deeper need for the two people to transform. Well, it's kind of like that now in our society. We've been going along for decades now, for a long, long time, with things being very, very wrong, and more people beginning to notice that. Decades ago, it was just a radical minority who was noticing it. Nowadays, it's everybody everywhere noticing that something is very wrong. And the sheer intensity of this crisis is about the only chance we have to reapproach the whole question of who we are and what we're doing on a basic fundamental level strongly enough to make a real change here. And that's why I say that the actual intensity isn't the problem here and doesn't need to be softened. It needs to be addressed. It needs to be used as a can opener to just open up the whole thing and find a whole new approach.
Yeah. Okay. So we do have a caller. Her name is Susan in Ohio. We're not going to maybe necessarily talk about exactly what she's hoping, because we're really going to leave this more so not on doing astrology readings or necessarily doing my reading, although I will give her some intuitive advice. But we're more talking about the book and what's kind of going on. So we do have Susan. Susan is born the 15th of April, 1971. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Okay, thanks. How are you?
Good. So we're sort of talking about how we're sort of all at a crossroads and, you know, we've got a lot of personal unrest. Now, you sort of talked about hoping that your house was going to sell, and now you also have some, you know, discussion about, you know, a possible relationship. So what actually, so where are you on this? How are you feeling about, you know, the unrest and the fact that you're at a bit of a crossroad? Where are you right now?
Well, I'm just kind of waiting for something to happen, like a little something. People come through and they'll seem all positive about the house, and then nothing. Then I'm all disappointed again.
Right.
The most important thing that you can do while you're waiting, Susan, is to recognize that if the pressure is on you and you've done everything that you can and it's no longer in your hands, you've been given a kind of an in-between period where you're not fully able to let go of the past yet, but you also can't step into the future. In mystic tradition, that's always one of the most important times of all, when what you were doing no longer can be done the same way. You know where you want to go, but you can't get there either. You're neither fully in the past nor fully in the future. In that predicament, it's very easy to feel as if things are working against you, and it's also easy to succumb to frustration. If you use the sheer uncertainty instead to begin asking yourself and your life the deeper questions as to why am I really here? What can I do in the very space, in the gap in between? It's almost like going to work every day the same way for 20 years and then taking a whole different route. You can't take the same route. There's a very rich invitation there to push yourself, to learn things, to open to things, to accept things that you wouldn't normally be doing if you are on more solid ground.
Mm-hmm. So am I supposed to try new things, or I've been looking at different areas?
It's an opportunity to tune into what you really want, what you're hungry for, what lights you up inside. Instead of feeling at the mercy of all these bigger forces that you can't control, turn it around to, now what do I need? Is there a certain class that I'd like to take? Can I open myself up to new relationships? Is there a way I want to transform the things I've been doing with other people? If you can use it to make inquiries, to become curious about how you're doing things and are they really serving you, and what do you really want? I know what you want is for your house to sell, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about on a deeper issue. After your house sells and you get into some new house, you're still going to have you there. It's still going to be your life. And so now, if you can just really open yourself up to looking at things as differently as you can, reading different books, taking different classes, going to a workshop, checking something out, in this period, if you've done everything you can to get your effect and it hasn't happened yet, you might as well surrender and open up and really just do your best to find a whole new undercurrent here, which may end up yielding positive results after your house sells or even before your house sells.
Well, I was hoping that a new relationship would work out, and it started out okay, and now it's kind of, you know, slowed down and never really got off the ground, I guess.
Are you still in it?
Well, I don't know if I would call it that. I mean, I would still be open to it, but I feel like it was more one-sided.
What sign is the other person? What astrology sign?
He was born 11-8. I don't know what that is.
No, Scorpio? November 8th?
Yeah.
So Scorpio.
Okay.
Okay, and you're an Aries, right?
Yes.
So Aries and Scorpio. The challenge with Aries and Scorpio is Aries wants everything to be really clear and visible and on the surface, and let's just get to it. And Scorpio has a very hard time knowing who they are enough to do that. They have to kind of brood over things so that what's really happening underneath can bubble up. And it's very possible that the two of you really weren't meant to be together, and it's not a question of somebody did something wrong so much as it just might not have been in the stars to work. Or if that's not the case and there really is something there worth salvaging, it would probably take the Scorpio a while before it could get dredged up to the surface in a way that might fully make sense for you as an Aries.
Yeah, I don't know whether to hang on and wait it out or if there's something else coming along.
You know, I think it's not so much, you know, waiting it out, I would, you know, I wouldn't hold on in the way that you're thinking. I would just be really open to allowing other things in your life. I think there is a lot of change going on, not just for you, but certainly in your life right now. It seems that you're going through, you know, some huge changes. And as what the whole theme of this evening is talking about, that there are so many changes going on right now. And it's all really for you to get really clear about what you want. Part of it, you know, is this, I think what happens is there's been a lot of relationships that have sort of started, and I think a lot of them started when Venus was in retrograde. And Mark, I know you can talk about that, but, you know, I think a lot of relationships were starting when Venus was in retrograde, and it was in retrograde for like 6 weeks, I believe, in the last little while, and just came out a couple of weeks ago. So what has happened is, you know, once we're kind of getting out of it in retrograde, now we're kind of going, well, were we even supposed to be together, or what's going on? And a lot of people are questioning what's going on. So I think it's a very interesting time for relationships right now. And I think, you know, there's just some, it's almost like we're trying to get clear when we were sort of stuck in a stage that was sort of helping us to review. And maybe some of us started relationships in the time when we were supposed to be reviewing relationships to sort of help us remember what are the triggers and what are the reasons that we're wanting something different.
Yes, and
things are going to happen, and I'm just sitting and waiting.
One of the ways that spirit works with us, especially with the sign of Aries, Susan, is that partners get sent along to reflect some part of ourselves back to us that we need to look at. And so if you take the best and worst qualities of this current relationship, if you can sit down and get clear about what would make that whole love really blossom to its fullest, what really excited you about this person, and if you also can jot down what's the most frustrating part of it and what actually is the thing that just is not working at all. And then, instead of attributing them to the other person, say to yourself, what is this reflecting about me? Why did I manifest a relationship, or let's say a pseudo-relationship with somebody at this time with this potential and this frustration? It's in order to look at and own and learn something much more about those exact parts of yourself. Because it's not just the other person that you're inspired by and frustrated by, but those same qualities apply to yourself, or you would not have drawn that particular version of relationship in. If you do that, you'll use the experience of the relationship as a way to really awaken yourself. That's not going to tell you by itself whether the love is going to last or not last, but what it will do is keep you on the track of using your experiences to fully own and awaken and acknowledge your role in it, and not in any kind of way appear to be a victim in this situation or cave into false thinking.
Okay, so we're going to have to go to break now, but I really like that, Mark. I think that's exactly what you need to do, Susan. So we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Mark Borax on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars, Lisa J. Smith, The Dr. Pat Show, Liz Souza, Barbara Mackey, Glynis McCants, The Wake-Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Force. Let us know how we're doing. 248-545-7685. Log on. NewSkyRadio.com. 24 hours a day. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. Awaken the extraordinary. Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host Lori Houston is mastering a path to heart consciousness. And tonight we are blessed to have Mark Borax with us, whose new book, Cosmic Weather Report, is coming out next week. So we're kind of getting a preview of the new book, which is very exciting. So welcome back, Mark. And, oh, let's tell them how they can get a hold of you, which is it's markborax.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's M-A-R-K-B-O-R-A-X.
Right. And so your book is coming out next week. You said, so tell us a little bit. You've got three different sections in the book?
Yeah, and let me just also mention people can sign up for my free monthly newsletter at that website, markborax.com, as well as find out about the book. The book, called Cosmic Weather Report, Notes from the Edge of the Universe, Guidance for Radically Changing Times, is I've divided it up into three parts, and the first part is called Stirring the Soul of the Species. And in that part, those chapters are all aimed at really getting down underneath the masquerade of why we do this to ourselves, why we limit ourselves in our culture, in our world, and how we can unlimit ourselves. it offers examples to really break out of that illusion. So that's why it's called Stirring the Soul of the Species. It's intended to really light a fire. And the second part of the book is called Entering Sacred Space, because it talks about a way to live which is very similar to the kind of a state that you usually only enter at very rare moments of revelation, times in your life when the fog dispels and the clouds break away and all of a sudden you see with super clarity. You enter a state called sacred space, and in that second chapter we describe many ways as to how to enter that space as a rule of thumb, as a daily practice, rather than just at certain moments on special journeys.
So is that more being actively present then? Is that what that's about?
It's about being actively present and also calling upon certain energies that are going on now to really pool your own resources with the sign of the times and the way that things are going and not get caught in the backwash, in the undertow of what's also happening at our current time, but really begin to see things in a way that really propels you forward. And at the same time, the entering of the sacred space is kind of a timeless state. It's not so much about making progress or really getting somewhere as it is entering a whole other relationship with yourself, with your world, and with others. And that's done in a few chapters. And then the final part is called The Incredible Contradictory, Impossible, Absolutely Marvelous Dance of Our Times.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, let me say that again.
It's
part three of Cosmic Weather Report is The Incredible Contradictory, Impossible, Absolutely Marvelous Dance of Our Times.
Wow.
And it kind of speaks for itself, but what it really gets into is how things are truly changing on this planet in very, very specific ways that can be understood. There is a method to the madness. There is a meaning underneath all the intensity and craziness. It is impossible if you look at it that way. And if you recognize that there's an absolutely marvelous side to this, you really can engage with this dance. And this is perhaps the key signature of our current moment in history, Lori. It's that the very same forces that are making things so crazy are going to speed people's evolution like crazy. We're entering a time period now where the same things that are screwing everything up and making it ridiculous to just almost even do anything the way that you used to be able to, if you look at those a certain way, if you aim yourself into it, it's like this giant tsunami wave that's just crashing over the planet that you can learn to surf. And so the same forces that would suck you under are the things that make us capable of more evolution than at any other time, even than the 1960s. So just similar to the 1960s, the enormous unrest and volatility is also the same thing that can surf you into a whole new understanding of life. And that's what the third part of the book goes into in many chapters.
So basically it's, you know, it's this thought that's out there that if our lives were perfect, we would never actually grow. So the fact that we're going through so much turmoil and so much change and so much unpredictability in our lives right now, like nothing was the same, but also it's like we can't really know what's going to happen in the future, because the future, like of any time, this is the future that's never really been clear. I mean, we can hope and we can, you know, maybe think that something, you know, this is the way it, we can't really see the bigger picture. We maybe think that we can sometimes, but really, I think we don't.
It has to be this way, Lori, because the extent to which humanity has become conditioned has still not been understood. This is what the first part of the book does. You see, if you want your life to keep going on the way that it was, you haven't yet ejected yourself out of the world machine. You're still caught in an illusion that was so deadly that it was killing your soul. Even if you had a high income level, even if you had a marriage that looked incredibly good on the surface, even if there was no major illness in your family, what was sick underneath the surface was that you were living somebody else's life. You were not feeding your soul. Everyone who wakes up in the morning and does not leap out of bed with the sense of deep passion is doing something wrong with your life. That's the natural human state. Children know this. Adults become acclimated to a tremendous shutdown. Why aren't you feeling your passion? Why aren't you being inspired? Why aren't your relationships pure reflections of the joy of your soul? Why isn't your heart opening and opening and opening? It's not because of anything external. It's not because the economy is crumbling. It's not because of that. It's because somewhere along the line, you got severely disconnected from your own power source. That's it, right there. Which means that you have the power to plug back into that source. And the fact that everything is crumbling now is the greatest chance you have at sweeping away false values of a conditioned way to be and awakening to a really alive way to be.
Okay. Wow. That was passionate. So we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Mark Borax. This is the Sky Radio powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com and Psychic Radio, PsychicOnAir.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family, an open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
So you are listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, and we are talking with Mark Borax, who has a book coming out. It's called Cosmic Weather Report, Notes from the Edge of the Universe, and it is coming out next week, which is December 7th. So at a bookstore near you, or you can pre-order, thank you, to get the book now. I have a free 30-minute consultation on finding a heart's way. You just need to register on my website to get a hold of that. So we do have a caller, and it is Mary from California. Hi, Mary.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can.
Great. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. Hi, Mary.
Mark, you know, there's a lot going on in the world. I'm sure you're aware. And, of course, the WikiLeaks expose us to all sorts of things that were hidden in the shadows before and are now up for the light to see. I'm wondering what are some of the best ways we can be working with these revelations as individuals.
The most important thing, Mary, is to get it lodged into your heart and your soul that we're being given now our greatest opportunity to transform. That has to lodge in a part of your core nature deep enough to withstand the next 10 or 20 years of transformation, because the transformation that we're going through now is one that is so significant that it is not going to happen like in the 1960s in just a few short years. It's going to take a generation. It's going to take a 20-year period to turn this thing around. Those of us who are a little bit more in tune with the transformational side of things, because we've been working for decades in that field, or because we've had very significant experiences of transformation that we can't forget, it's especially up to us to be role models, to show others the way. That means that lodging it into your core, that everything that's happening on the planet now is an invitation to transform. And whatever it looks like on the surface, rather than caving into the, oh no, wrongness of it all, mm-hmm. recognizing that, yes, when you're living in a society that is corrupt, mm-hmm. that is obsolete, that is creating tremendous suffering in the name of a few people becoming wealthy and powerful, mm-hmm. yes, what was going on does have to crumble. And in that crumbling, many, many things are going to change. That's why it is so imperative that you get it in your heart. How can I use this new situation for transformation? And you get to fill in the this at any given moment in the next 20 years. If it's the WikiLeaks that are going on that are revealing a whole underside of society, how can I use these leaks myself in my life to change my way of operating, to transform my way of thinking? Are you going to write blogs about this? Are you going to have discussion group at your local library? Are you going to write your own book? Are you going to run for office? Are you going to become involved in local politics? Are you going to be a teacher that teaches others how to seize upon the moment as a transformational opportunity? Everything that happens now, you have to take it into a deep part of yourself and say, how can I use this for growth and transformation? How can it make me more fully who I am inside? And that's the best advice that I can give you.
Great. Well, it got lodged deep in there via your words and energy, and I look forward to seeing how it manifests. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Mary.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay.
All right. So, wow. So your book is coming out next week. We've been talking
Tuesday.
About Tuesday. Awesome. We've been talking about, does it feel like it's a long time coming sometimes?
Well, you know what was long, what was before the first book, Lori? I wrote books for 40 years without getting them published. And then 2.5 years ago, my first book, 2012, Crossing the Bridge to the Future, came out. It became an Amazon bestseller, was just translated into Japanese yesterday. And after 40 years of writing and writing and writing, finally breaking through was a huge relief. And the fact that I have book number 2 coming out in 6 days just makes me feel really good inside that whoever you are and whatever you're struggling with, do not consider yourself a failure if it's still alive on the inside. Because in my 20s and my 30s and my 40s and the early part of my 50s, my writing was still alive inside me, even though I hadn't broken through. And if any point in those 40 years I had quit, I might have considered myself a failure for the rest of my life. But what I wouldn't have known is that if I had just kept going, I was actually going to break through. And that's what I feel so strongly about, that the second book is now coming out, and that anyone out there who is wrestling with following your dream or your passion, do not give up.
Right. And that's really part of the theme of the book as well, because it's all about the changes that we're going through. And if we, you know, if we do know what we want, if we do follow that passion, if we do follow our heart, that is really what's leading us. That is what our soul is trying to awaken within us.
Yes.
To get us where we want to be.
Yes, and if at any given point in those 40 years, Lori, I had broken through with success as an author, it might have come too early in some ways, and I might not have been able to handle it. And so all the other things that I needed to do in those 40 years that I did end up doing served to grow me and strengthen me in a way that now that I am having international success as an author and as an astrologer, I think I'm a much stronger person for it.
That's great. Okay, well, you have been listening to Mark Borax on Intuitive Soul. This is Lori Houston. You can go to my website, intuitivesoul.com. I have online readings and consultations and do healing and clearing work, and I have a weekly online radio show. So, you know, I encourage you to take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation. And I also want to encourage you to get a hold of Mark's new book that's coming out next Tuesday, which is called The Cosmic Weather Report, Notes from the Edge of the Universe. And to also get onto Mark's website, which is marksborax.com, and find out more information about Mark, the work he does, and his website. May joy, love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.